Welcome. Oh man, it has been a crazy 2-3 years. I think it's been since 2020 since I last did a podcast, and the podcast that I had, it was talking about, is it really that bad? I don't know if it was really that bad or letting go of rejection, one of the two, but one of the podcasts I had did, and how would I say, I ended up quitting shortly after. I had, had this like stirring for a long time. And the job that I had before, I didn't want to work there past 3 years. And at that point, I had, in my mind, I believe, started my journey to wanting to be an entrepreneur. But I didn't know that that's what it was yet. I believe it was the Holy Spirit that was like prompting me, because all during that time of 2020, 2021, I would drive around and I would pray. Like, I literally, like, I prayed and I prayed and I prayed and I prayed. I ended up getting like another job that I worked at, and it was a very good job, but it wasn't for me. I ended up working there for almost a year and a half, and realized that I wasn't gonna be lasting that long, because I was doing things that I wasn't supposed to be doing, because I honestly didn't know what I was doing. But the last job, before the other one, I was a temp first, and then I got hired on full time with great benefits. When I say great benefits, like, the benefits were so great. But I told myself, and I told a coworker, I was like, look, at that point, I was like, I'm going to start my business. This is what I'm going to be doing. And I won't be at this job past 6 months. Like, I'm going to work this job, get the overtime that I need. And that was it. But even that, like, I couldn't even, like, do the overtime, because I was so, I was just not, my energy was just not there. So, I ended up getting a job that was recommended by a friend, and I got the job, and I literally told myself, I said, I will work this job, and after that, I will not work at another company ever again. Like, this will be my job, and I will stay there until I start my business. So, I ended up working at this job, and the organization, like, the meaning behind the organization was great, but I would have to say that there was a lot of holes that were there, and there was a lot of, like, when I say spiritual activity, like, evil stuff going on, there was a lot, and I say that because there were some people who literally practiced witchcraft, and there were accusations against me, and that were so, like, when I say they were twisted out of proportion, it was twisted out of proportion, and it was to the point where either I was going to keep proving myself that I was not the person that was being accused, or I was just going to leave, because I didn't need to be there. And it was one of those things where I left because I didn't need to be there. And so this is where I am today. And some things that I have learned over the past few years, excuse me, is to really trust what the Holy Spirit is showing me, and to not second guess myself. I've had, since I can remember, I've had people like literally twist my words. I've had people question if I even heard from God. I've had people tell me I didn't know what I was talking about. And then later on, I find out that I did know what I was talking about, that I wasn't crazy, and that I did hear from God. So it's getting to the point where I'm not a people pleaser anymore. The only person I need to please is the Lord. Simple as that. I respect everyone, and I'm just not gonna hold back anymore unless the Holy Spirit tells me to hold back, and that meaning is to hold my peace, because I'm realizing now that the enemy wanted me silenced for so long. And sometimes I feel like the enemy would use the very person that they're even wanting to silence the other person. And I'm at the point right now is I'm done. I'm not going to be silenced anymore. I'm going to speak exactly what the Holy Spirit wants me to speak and deliver it how the Holy Spirit wants me to deliver it. Because I've even had people tell me it's not what I said, it's how I said it. And I'm one of those people, like, I would literally go back and revisit the conversation in my head, and I would replay it in my head several times, and I would get so frustrated because I'm just like, I don't know how else I said it. And it clearly isn't anything that I said. It's what I said. The words that came, they didn't like the words that came. So therefore, they would accuse me of saying something or having said what I said. It could have been to them rude. But honestly, I feel like it was the Holy Spirit that was pricking them. They didn't like that it was true. And I've even had someone tell me, like, I was in college and I was like, look, this is what I'm seeing here, and I don't like what I'm seeing, and, you know, I feel like I'm being left out, because, you know, I've had people that I hung out with, and clearly I was the third wheel. Like, they did not pay attention to me at all. And so I told them, I was like, look, like, this, I don't like this. I don't like how I'm feeling. And they got upset, said all these rude things about me. And then the lady, one of the people said, hey, you just want you know that you were right. And this was like 3 or 4 months later. And I can say countless times, like, I would have like disagreement with friends about different views of things, and to me, like, I can clearly see how this is headed, and I would tell my friends, and my friend would be like, oh my gosh, like, Evie, you're so negative. And then all of a sudden, everything word for word would happen. Now, I didn't know that this was like Holy Spirit telling me, like, look, this is what's gonna happen. And I would just literally blurt out like what I heard, and it happened exactly how it said. And I just, like, and they were like, Evie, you were right. Like, I don't know how, but you were right. And I'm just like, I told you. I mean, I've tried so many times in so many years to try to change myself into the person that I felt like would be more palatable. I don't even know if I'm saying that way, I'm saying that word right, to make myself more palatable, like, to people. and it would be to the point where I was being silenced, like, in order to, how would I say it, please other people. Like, I had one very good close friend, and I still love her to this very day, but we're not friends anymore because I needed to end that friendship. I ended up silencing my voice because I wanted to prove to that friend that I wasn't being what they claimed I was being. Like, all my views and all my opinions were negative. And I later on realized that we were just on two different, like, we were the same, but at the same time, like, our views were like polar opposites, you know? And so my views were completely different from hers, and I could no longer speak those because I would get talked down to the point where, I kid you not, I apologize for having the views that I had. I would say that they were right, and I would try to move on because I just did not want to be in that type of headspace anymore. And I'm just not gonna do that anymore. Like, I'm not gonna do that. Like, I even still wish that, like, me and her would have a sit down and conversation about how our views are different, and that's okay, you know, that's totally okay. But I'm not even sure if we're really gonna have that conversation, but I pray that she's okay, and I wish her the very best of luck because she literally is a person that is fiercely loyal. She's very opinionated like I am, but she's also fiercely loyal. So that's that. But I say this all to say that sometimes, and I wouldn't say sometimes, there are people who are those people who are literally used by God as mouthpieces. And I solely believe that they're prophetic people. They're people who say things that are meant to be said, and they're not the most popular opinion of people. No, they're not the most popular opinions. They're not one of those things that are just, oh, rainbows and sunshine. They're things that are going to be, hey, this is something that you need to evaluate. This is something that you need to look into, because if not, there's going to be some consequences for your actions, type thing. And I'm one of those types of people that are like that. I don't like delivering those types of messages, but I believe that God has used me and is using me to deliver those types of messages. So ever since I was a kid, I was someone that was not very popular, but I was also someone that was sought to for advice because they knew that if they wanted to get an advice, that I was the person to get it from. So don't hold back your voice. Do not allow the enemy to stifle your voice, because my voice was stifled for so many years, and I'm approaching 35, and I would have to say that I haven't felt this free in a long time. There's a lot of uncertainty. I don't know how I'm gonna get things paid. I don't know how this business is all gonna work out. But at the same time, I know that if I was not going to be obedient to the Lord, that I was never going to move and I was never going to do the things that needed to be done by this year, if that makes sense. I'm going to be moving again to a different location. I don't know how that's going to happen. I don't know how the finances are going to be in place, but I know that this is where God wants me to be, and God wants me to go and move to another state, and he knows I have all those things that need to be done, and he's going to take care of it, just like he takes care of the birds, just like he takes care of the animals, just like he takes care of us, those who trust in him. So, this is an encouragement to everyone who has had their voice stifled because of other people being intimidated by the God in them. Those who were intimidated by the confidence and the boldness that God gave us. Don't allow the enemy to use those people to stifle your voice. So I'm just going to go ahead and pray. Father, in Jesus' name, I just thank you so much for this night, this day, this week. Whoever is listening to this, I thank you for having their ears listen to this podcast. Lord, I just pray that you will just stir on the inside of them what it is that you want them to do, what it is that they have been putting off for years. I pray that you stir them, and I pray that you invoke them to take that leap of faith to do what it was that you call them to do. Because I believe this is what you're doing at this hour, at this time, for so many of your people. A lot of people are just quitting their jobs, quitting whatever it is, changing course, starting something new because you want them to, for this moment, for this time, for whatever it is at this time of life. Seasons have changed. Life is no longer as it was 3 years ago, literally. And Lord, I pray that you will just protect us. I pray that you will direct us. I pray that as we seek after you, as we seek your face, that you will provide for all our needs according to your riches and glory. Because you know what it is that we need. And Lord, I just thank you for continued boldness, for continued fearlessness in this day and hour, because this is what your people need. In the name of Jesus. Amen. All right. Well, I hope that my testimony and my encouragement stirred something on the inside of you. And until next time, I'll talk to you soon.